Consumer spending forecasts for the 2025 holiday season have cooled noticeably since TBiz last reported on retail trends in late summer. Updated projections from the National Retail Federation and industry trackers, including eMarketer, show a growing caution among shoppers and sellers alike, marking the weakest seasonal outlook in 3 years. The NRF now expects holiday retail sales to grow just 2-3%, down sharply from the 5% pace predicted earlier this year. Persistent inflation, higher borrowing costs, and a cooling labor market, where job openings have fallen to their lowest level since 2021, are eroding consumer confidence. NRF's chief economist warns that while consumers continue to spend, they are, quote, more selective and increasingly value-driven. According to Deloitte's 2025 Holiday Retail Survey, total U.S. holiday spending is projected at $1.56 trillion, up a modest 3.1% year-over-year, compared with last year's 5.8% gain. Deloitte also found that 70% of consumers plan to spend the same or less as they did in 2024, as credit card balances and everyday costs climb. Online sellers face their own headwinds. A recent eMarketer analysis reports that direct-to-consumer and specialty e-commerce brands are entering the season under pressure from tariffs, ad tech disruptions, and data privacy rules that have made digital marketing more expensive and less precise. Many small retailers are trimming holiday ad budgets or delaying inventory purchases among uncertainty over shipping costs and the impact of new U.S. import duties. Non-store sales, including e-commerce and mail order, are expected to slow to 7% growth after 2 years of 9-10% growth, according to Bain forecasts. D2C's share of total U.S. e-commerce sales is expected to be 19.2%, according to a May 2025 eMarketer forecast. For tea merchants, these macro trends translate into a more cautious but still opportunity-rich landscape. Shoppers are expected to seek smaller, meaningful gifts focused on health, comfort, and authenticity, categories where premium tea performs well. Retailers that emphasize craftsmanship, sustainable sourcing, and personal storytelling stand to fare better than those competing on price alone. Still, analysts warn that the 2025 holiday season will test margins and marketing agility across the beverage and specialty food sectors. With household budgets tightening and promotions starting earlier than ever, the key to success may be simplicity, clear messaging, curated assortments, and a focus on quality over quantity. Business Insight. Half of all shoppers plan to start buying earlier to spread out costs, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. Average U.S. household holiday budgets are projected at $1,595, down 4% from 2024. Together, these findings point to a consumer base more cautious, price-sensitive, and promotion-driven than at any time since the pandemic. New U.S. negotiations could reshape global tea flows. Washington is in deep talks with Japan, South Korea, and several tea-producing nations on renewed trade terms. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is seeking fresh bilateral agreements that could lower tariffs on selected agricultural products, including tea, while keeping leverage over countries with large trade surpluses. For Japan, these discussions build on the existing 2020 U.S.-Japan trade agreement, but Japanese exporters say uncertainty remains high. Tea from Shizuoka and Nuji could face tariffs up to 25% if talks stall, although negotiators hope to preserve current access levels. South Korea is in a similar position, with Washington signaling that across-the-board tariffs of up to 25% could apply unless new terms are reached. For Korean producers exporting green and matcha-style teas, any deal that maintains duty-free status will be crucial to staying competitive in U.S. specialty markets. Meanwhile, a very different tariff story is unfolding in Canada. Last weekend, the White House announced a surprise 10% tariff on Canadian exports to the U.S., retaliation for what it called a hostile political advertisement aired during the World Series by Ontario's Tourism Bureau. Trade experts described the move as symbolic and largely political. Details on which goods are affected remain unclear, and so far there's no indication that tea is included. Under the USMCA trade pact, most Canadian origin products, including tea imported, blended, and re-exported from Canada, remains duty-free, unless U.S. Customs lists tea tariff codes in a formal notice. Shipments should continue under existing rates. Still, traders are watching closely since political gestures can evolve quickly into real trade barriers. Business Insight. For tea businesses, the message this week is simple. Stay alert to shifting tariff language in ongoing USTR negotiations with Japan and South Korea. Confirm rules of origin for teas moving through Canada to the U.S. to ensure USMCA compliance. And remember, in this new era of reciprocal tariffs, politics can change prices overnight. Nanoplastic research likely overstates concentrations of particles in tea. The European Food Safety Authority, EFSA, is pushing back against reports claiming that foods and drinks contain alarmingly high levels of micro and nanoplastics. A new EFSA literature review found that while microplastics do leach from food contact materials such as tea bags and ready-to-drink bottles, the actual concentrations are likely far lower than what many studies suggest. The review examined research published between 2015 and early 2025. Out of more than 1,700 papers, only 122 provided usable data. Most studies focus narrowly on bottled water, while few examine plastics in real foods. EFSA's conclusion? There's not enough reliable data to estimate how much micro or nanoplastic consumers ingest. The agency noted that most detected particles came from opening and closing plastic bottles and that, quote, data on nanoplastics were almost entirely absent, end quote. In the EFSA journal, reviewers identified methodological shortcomings across many studies, ranging from test conditions to sample preparation, leading to frequent misidentification and overcounting. For perspective, realistic estimates range from 6,000 to 20,000 microplastics per tea bag, not millions. Food Safety Magazine notes that this could translate to 20 fibers per cup of tea, depending on the bag material. EFSA now recommends that researchers tighten standards, validate test protocols, improve methods for particulate response under 1 micron, and study actual foods, not just simulants. A follow-up review is planned within 5 years, and until then, EFSA's Food Contact Materials Working Group will continue to track developments.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.